Ice cold sangria with a hot Latina. The French say my flow is Jolie like Angelina. I'd rock a boat, I'm still a fan of Aaliyah. I bring the pain like Columbus on the Santa Maria. Cancel careers like the trading ban on Korea. Wartime consigliere, I can handle fear. Golden chandeliers, baby blue jacket looking immaculate. You cats is lacking, your business acumen's inadequate. Unofficial fam, sacrificial land. Got bagged for a half a gram, coming back from Afghanistan. I don't hand to hand your album is a can of span. Smack your whole face with the palm of an orangutan. Basically, you never had a chance. Ask your man. Transform your Uber ride into an ambulance. I'm the last voice of reason in this radish. The rest of y'all should just move to Cleveland with the has-beens. Defend my freedoms with a passion. The aftermath of your career is you cleaning the trash bench. Move slowly with the feet of an assassin. Outlaw at the beach, smoking, breathing up your ashes. That's Tupac Shakur. I do lots of tours. Never gossip round goons about what you got before. Zsa Zsa Gabor, you was popping, now you not hot no more. My squad took the spot.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a band called Anti-Flag.
Escaping the American attraction. A bait and switch that's gonna throw you with distraction. It sounds so good you can't resist the satisfaction. When it's all over you'll be crying, I'll be laughing. Got that gun, got that truck, I got everything you want. Got that bomb, got that blood, I got everything you know. It's the American attraction. It's the American attraction. The clock tick, 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 ticking down to a disaster. Your insecurity is all the gunning after. Propaganda so impossible to resist. Where ideology replaces being honest. I got that gun, got that truck. Gun, got your drug. You got your bomb, got your blood. And now we've had enough. I got that gun, got that drug. I got everything you want. Got that bomb, got that blood. I got everything you know. It's the American attraction. It's the American attraction. It's the American attraction. I got everything you want. It's the American attraction. I wanna dance like I'm on the video.
testify like a lullaby of memories. Broadcasting live and it's on my radio. I got my photobomb, I got my Vietnam. All on the line just like anybody else. Hey, hey, shoot me up to entertain. I am a semi-automatic, lonely boy. Give me death or give me love. Broadcasting from my room and playing with my toys.
Okay, WMFO in Medford, Skybar here. That was Green Day with a song called Bang Bang. Started with Anti-Flag, American Attraction. I play a lot of music on this show, as people that follow regularly know. Every now and then I speak out about things, and I'm not judging here. Everyone has to do what they have to do, and what they feel is right. But after last week's school shooting in Florida, resulting in 17 dead kids, I want to speak just a little bit about that. And first and foremost, there's been a lot of backlash about people that speak out. LeBron James said something that was not too flattering about Trump. And Laura Ingraham, I think she's a Fox News person, said he should just shut up and dribble. And that's, these guys have opinions as well, and they can speak out, whether you be an athlete, whether you be a singer, whether you be a guy on the radio. If you want to just play ball, that's fine. If you want to just sing songs, etc., then I think that's someone's prerogative. But if you want to speak out about something, you should not be stifled or told to shut up. It's the, they're big on the Second Amendment, which I'll get to in a minute, but they're not that big on the First Amendment, freedom of speech and the right to assemble. So no one has the right to shut people down. That's the bottom line here. I mean, you want to go way back. Bill Russell was a civil rights icon. Is she going to tell Bill Russell to shut up and dribble? Muhammad Ali was a civil rights icon. You're not going to tell him to shut up and box? So, and movements, assembling, peacefully assembling, has done a lot of good in this country. It's part of being patriotic. It's part of being American. And again, that too should not be infringed upon by right-wingers like Laura Ingraham. And I'm a lefty. I'll be the first to admit it. People that, again, that listen to this show know that. But getting back to this, and speaking of the First Amendment and people speaking out, I don't think she was that critical of Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent is a singer, I guess you'd call him. I don't think he does much of it anymore. But he said terrible things during the Obama administration. Called him a mongrel, I believe it was. So, and hey, he can talk all he wants. The more he talks, he just comes off like a racist jackass. So, I go ahead, have at it. But getting back to this shooting in Florida, the kid was 19, and he couldn't buy a beer, or for that matter, I think, purchase a handgun. But he could go in and buy an AR-15. I think it's a semi-automatic. That's the other thing. People get hung up on what we're going to call these things. It's a weapon of mass murder. I mean, if you want to call it, I know that AR doesn't stand for assault rifle. I think it stands for Armalite, which is the manufacturer. But some people split hairs about this stuff, like, and they feel like they're right or more knowledgeable because they know the technicalities and the terms of all these weapons. But again, the kid was 19. You can't bump that age up to 21 to make it even able to purchase a weapon at the age of 21. But and then the NRA, the Republican Party, Donald Trump, these are the people behind any type of help as far as gun laws, as far as passing gun laws that might help this situation. They always go to the mental health side of it, say it's a mental health issue, and it might be that, but it's also a gun issue as well. It can be both of those things. And I don't think Donald Trump is going to pour millions of monies into mental health. Actually, I think he made it easier for people with mental problems to purchase handguns and rifles and AR-15s and 17s and semi-automatic weapons. So I think he's talking out his behind when he says this stuff about it's a mental health issue. If it was a mental health issue and he really cared about it, he wouldn't have made it easier for people with mental problems to purchase weapons. And again, if it's a mental health issue and he wants to fix it, he should be pouring millions and millions of dollars into that to help that cause. Getting to the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was written in 1791. It's antiquated and it's been hijacked by the NRA and people to twist it into their rights to just gather arms. In 1791, the weapon was a musket. And I think you get off 3 shots from what I've kind of looked into this. You could maybe get off 4 shots in a minute if you were real good, and they weren't that accurate. And no one's committing mass murders with muskets anyway. And they know this. People in the NRA, the Republican Party, Trump, they know that the Second Amendment was not meant to do what it's doing today. It was not meant for you to green light amassing large amounts of ammo, large capacity magazines, and these weapons of mass murder. And they know this, but it's big money. They pump tons of money into the Republican Party, the NRA does. And so they're pretty much at their beck and call. They kowtow to whatever they have to do to keep them happy. And as far as taking guns away, I'm going to stop this in a minute, I swear to God. But a handgun to protect yourself and your family, I think that's fine. I mean, you know, you're allowed to protect yourself. But I don't think you need an AR-17 to protect yourself in the house. And if you want to shoot professionally, things of that nature, I suppose there's ways around that. I suppose you can purchase that weapon, a semi-automatic or whatever you want to call it, these weapons that do this mass destruction. If you want to use that as a skill, then go to a gun range and maybe lock it up at the gun range. It doesn't have to be in your house. And you shouldn't have to have, as I said, a whole war chest of these things. But, and then hunting, you want to hunt, you want a rifle to go hunting, that's another show. I couldn't shoot a squirrel myself personally, but I guess if you want to hunt, then you can have a rifle to go hunting with. But that's about it. I just think a lot more should be done than what's being done. And the other argument I hear is, well, they're going to get a hold of it anyway. Criminals are going to get a hold of handguns and semi-automatics anyway. And maybe they are, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't try to do something beyond. I think Trump has mentioned that there'd be stronger background checks. I don't even believe that, but you should go a little beyond background checks when you have these mass murders going on at a regular rate with these kind of weapons. But that's about it. That's my spiel. I'm going to get back to playing music now, again, which is what I primarily do, but every now and then I got to speak out about things, and that's what I felt I had to do. This is Patti Smith.
Bright and fair, but in my sleeping, you was broken. Recognized in my senses.
831 WMFO in Medford. Sky By here. That was Petty Marvels with a song called Bulletproof. Before that, Soraya, Wandering Star, David Age and the Regrets with a song called Remedy. The K7s, I just got a hold of that new stuff from Rumbar Records. Running Back to You and Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Gonna go a ways back now. This is a band that was, they were around way back in, I don't know, early 80s maybe. These are the Georgia Satellites.
Thank you. your chosen art, and a sanction your boredom and let you play out your part. They got nothing to give, they always part their leg for what's negative. They're so decadent until their daddy's money from home's all spent. So I think it's time, cause it's too easy to rely on worshiping devils and strangers in bed. Though they do get good drugs and they do give good head. It's too late, you should have realized I was worth the wait. Ah, but you didn't hesitate, and when he took you off, you let him seal off fate. So I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find some.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
You finally landed, and you're not what I thought. You finally made a decision. I hope you'll be better off. And I lost my patience, and I was not a very good friend. From where I stood, it looked like a means to an end.
WMFO in Medford. That was a Shelley Velasquez Experience with Cracked Up off History of Panic. Before that, The Bouncing Souls, Writing on the Wall. Had Jim Carroll in there with It's Too Late. Georgia Satellites, Can't Stand the Pain. Played that PSA about wearing earplugs. I'm an old bastard. I've never worn earplugs at a show, and I've been to a lot of loud ones. I'm starting to lose my sight, but I can still hear pretty good. So, hey, but listen to the bandmates. They would know better than I, but it's funny, though. I go to shows and people have earplugs, and I'm like, why are they even bothering coming with earplugs in their ears? But I guess it's a real concern. So listen to the PSA, not me. This is a band called No Bunny.
I gave you Jim Carroll, intended it as a cautionary tale. You said you saw yourself inside there, dark hid it like a tattoo manual. Remember one summer we walked in Times Square, I showed you the zombies with 100-inch stares. You took a pic, set your hotel on fire. We took the blame, took the bags to the train. Happy birthday, Johnny, wherever you are. Happy birthday, Johnny, wherever you are. Last time you called, it was on New Year's Eve. You asked me for dough to get something to eat. Since we last spoke, you live on the street. Yeah, I wouldn't believe all the shit that you've seen. Happy New Year, Johnny. Is it 23? Happy New Year, Johnny. Are the lights on the trees? Let me think, and you yelled through your teeth. Accused me of acting like all royalty. Always for show, no true charity. You saw me on magazines and TV, but they only knew the real version of me. Only you know the secrets, the swamp and the fear. What happened to blood? Family, Annie, how could you do this to me? Of course I blame me, when you get free, Johnny. I hope you find peace.
Right, it's 8:57 WMFO in Medford. That was the Outlets, local band, with a song called, what's the name of that song? My Best Friend. Before that, we had St. Vincent, Happy Birthday, Johnny, the Carissa Johnson, You Lost Jew. I'm going to leave you with one more. This is a little bit of a country ditty by a band called Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. See you next week. Thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford. Bye.
Well, I'm driving down this highway and I'm doing my